Once we scroll to the right, we can see the invoice pending customer response column. Since this report has the invoice pending response filter set to yes, all lines generated in this report will have yes populated in this column. Please note, this column will only say yes for invoice lines that are pending a response from the service provider. Lines that are pending a response from the applicant will have no populated in this column, even if the applicant was copied, and will therefore not appear in this filtered view. The customer pending response due date contains the date by which the full rights service provider user must reply to the communication. In this example, we have three invoice lines pending a response from the service provider. The first invoice line has a response due date of March 30, 2023, and the second and third invoice lines have a response due date of March 21, 2023. If we look at the invoicing type column, we can see that the last two invoice lines are from an invoice submitted by the applicant using the BEAR method. We will learn more about responding to outreach for BEAR invoices a bit later in the course. If we scroll back to the left, we can see the invoice number for each line. To view the communication for a line, click the invoice number link to open the invoice record and navigate to the Communications tab. Let's click on invoice number SPY 2022003211.